On the show today, we have Plankett's very own Kathleen Craig talking about insights on credit unions expanding their financial education initiatives for a better member experience. Really good stuff here from Kathleen, so check it out. Austin here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Kathleen Craig, founder and CEO of Plankett. Kathleen, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Better now that you're here because we get to talk about a really cool topic, insights on credit unions expanding their financial education initiatives for a better member experience. And we're all looking for that. And this is the credit union wheelhouse here for sure. So, but before we get started, can you give folks out there just a quick little elevator speech on Plankett, what you guys are all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm actually, worked at a community financial institution about $1 billion in assets here in Michigan when I founded the company.
Oh, wow.
And what I just really found, and credit unions understand this explicitly, is that, as a community institution, one of our unique differentiators is the way we gave back to the people that walked in our doors, right? Yeah, and the way we helped them with their journey, right? We didn't just say no to a mortgage, right? We said, not right now. And how can we help you get ready for a mortgage, right?
Right.
So that's a big part of what we did. So we founded the company with a mission to build technology that changes people's financial future. And that felt like a lot to take on and to chew. But where we thought we'd start was with savings. We felt, if you've ever watched Dave Ramsey or anything like that really baby step number one, as he would call it, that emergency fund or $500 or $1,000 in savings was the right place to start. So that's what Plankett does at its core.
Okay, good stuff. And so I want to get to the topic here at hand. And so how important are financial education initiatives for credit unions today? Because we've been hearing a lot about this lately, even more so this year than ever, I think. So, but from your perspective, what's the significance here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's huge. And I think anytime the markets are uncertain and there's inflation like there is right now, gas. I mean, someone just celebrated the other day that they saw gas in the fours, right? Instead of the fives, right?
We're in the sixes.
Right. Yeah. My daughter's in California, which is, I don't even know, the eights maybe. So yeah, absolutely. I think anytime there's inflation, I think it's tends to be maybe a little easier to cut financial literacy programs or financial wellness because they seem a little frivolous or outside.
Yeah.
But it's more important than ever, right? For our members and the people we serve, because they need our help and our guidance, right?
Right, right. And so how does this all result in a better member experience? Because I'm thinking, gosh, this would, if credit unions and many of them do provide, this type of content as a financial resource, gosh, the trust and the loyalty just goes through the roof, right? So how, from your perspective, how do they result in a better member experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that credit unions for their entire history have done really well with, again, financial education. But I think how we traditionally did it was feet on the street, right? We have financial educators in our branches, right? Folks that go out into our communities. And with COVID, I think it hit us front and center that we can't do that, right? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, many of our online and digital banking providers aren't giving us a way to translate that amazing financial education one-to-one and one-to-many that we do in person into our digital platforms. Does that make sense? So I think that credit unions with a digital strategy around financial wellness are really able to hit it out of the park, right? And provide something that folks really need. And I think right now credit unions have a lot of resources, but they're maybe on their website, which I don't know if they've done the Google Analytics, but at least when I did the analytics on my site, 90% of traffic plows right by that gorgeous website you have and goes into online and mobile. So we really need these resources and we really need this education at the time of relevance and really behind the pin to help folks.
So would you recommend them going, having this on the mobile app? Obviously, I mean, you can have it there.
Yeah, and then online.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. I think really financial education needs to be a digital experience now, right? We have all this data, all this amazing information on our member. We can really catch them at the time that they are, right? And so we actually made a patented platform on our Plankett where we actually can pay people into their savings for getting smarter about money.
What?
So we had a hypothesis that our credit unions were spending a lot of money on marketing and SEO and SEM and pay click, And we were like, what if we took a small fraction of that money and instead of paying Google and Facebook, what if instead we paid the members? What if we paid the people we want to view the content?
Yeah.
For viewing it, would it result in a better result?
Yeah.
And it's been amazing. We have 55% engagement in our content. And so it's going really well. And we're just paying people like 5 cents, 10 cents, 25 cents.
Well, that's up.
Yeah. And that alignment of values. Oh my gosh, my credit union's going to pay me to get smarter about money. It really is amazing how it works.
Okay. Now you're talking the member experience. That's memorable.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me, do you have any like results or anything like that you could share? What have you seen out there? So you just mentioned, the 55%, I can't remember the terminology you used, but it was 55%.
Yep. Engagement.
Engagement. I'm sorry. Yeah. So what other types of results do you have to share with us on that, in that area?
Yeah. So our entire platform is data driven. I mentioned data, right? We have so much data and transaction information at our fingertips. So that's how we've built Plinkit. We wanted to make sure we built a product that actually truly helped people. And we're really proud because our platform is built on behavior and behavior based. We have 80% of our users reaching their savings goal. So 80% of people that sign up for Plinkit actually get to that $500 or $1,000 in savings.
Yeah.
And again, when you talk about member experience and changing a member's life, if you blow a tire on the way to work and you have $500 or $1,000 in savings, that is a completely different life event than if you have to use, a payday lender or a high interest credit card.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Completely. So how do they get that? Can you share with us step one, step two, step three to get there, I guess? I mean,
I think
of it practically here.
Yeah. For the credit unions, I think that they deciding who you are, I always recommend figuring out who you are and who you serve, right? Mm-hmm. Are you in a college town? Are you in an older market? Like, who do you do well with, right? And who are your members? And then figuring out where they are and where they're at in their life and partnering with fintechs, right? Or your core partner or your core digital partner to help you, right? There's no one more invested in credit union success. I know we sometimes make a little bit of a combative relationship with our technology partners, but they're actually truly invested in us, right? Our survival is their survival, right? And vice versa. So I think figuring out who you are and then finding the tech that does well in that, in that market. Right. Yep. And with that demographic of people is the right thing.
Okay. Gotcha. And so what are the goals here? I mean, there's been a thread that goes right through this, helping folks, live a better life and enhancing their education in this area. So, but from your perspective, what are the goals here and the benefits to the industry and even trickling down to the consumers?
Yeah, we wanted to build something. So what we found is a lot of community institutions, their demographic really skewed a lot older, right? Mm-hmm. And, the Chases of the world were really winning with the young folks.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to build a product that resonated, and we've done that. So Plinkit's average user base is 18 to 44.
Oh, really?
So we're, really proud that we're trying to kind of get folks and get a product out there for credit unions with that younger members that resonates with them, right? And that automation, that ease of use, right? That digital experience is really what they're looking for and why, unfortunately, right now, they're really flocking to the neobanks and the big banks when I really think, though, that they're mission-driven and they care about local. Yep. So if we have the right digital experience, they'll come to us, right?
Because
they do care about mission.
Yeah, because as we all know, the credit union, the average age is like 47 or something like that, or 48. It's been that way forever, but it's up there. So yeah, to do anything to get younger, get that membership younger, I look at it as a member succession plan. So if you can bring in those younger members and just keep the industry flowing like that, you're in good shape. And it sounds like this could be, one of the many tools that could really help out, right?
Yeah, it's a piece of it, right? It's a piece of the strategy of making sure that you can compete, right? I think if you give people the tools and you have the digital experience, I honestly think local and community institutions can win because they have everything else, right? Yep. And the mission and all the goodness.
Yep, indeed. That's what credit unions are all about. Well, good stuff. Oh, go ahead, Kathy. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just saying absolutely.
Well, is there anything else to add to wrap up here? Because I know we could talk for many more hours on this, I'm sure, because it's such a fascinating topic here, and credit unions are eternally interested in this type of stuff. So, but anything else to add to kind of wrap up here?
No, it was just awesome. Thank you so much for having us and giving us the opportunity to be on. We'd love to come on again with our credit union. Yeah. Or I'd love to introduce you to any of our credit unions. I'm sure they'd love to come on. We are so blessed to work with credit unions that have done such amazing things in financial wellness and financial literacy that, you know, we'd love to get them to be able to share as well.
Let's bring them on. Let's get that message out there for sure. So good stuff. All right, Kathleen, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it. I know you've got a busy day, so we appreciate your time, and keep up the good work there. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.